Hi, my name is Zakiran, and welcome to my video podcast, Health and Disease, Cause or Cure, or how to be 100% fully empowered and aligned to your natural state of health, wealth, and happiness to be healthy, fit, prosperous, and happy your entire life. And in this video podcast, I give you the master keys to achieving the health you desire, which is the same key you use to create anything you desire to create in your life, and that is having 100% control over your mindset and realizing that disease is not something you catch. Disease is not some nefarious supervillain with a mind of its own asserting itself upon you against your will. That belief that anything or anyone can assert itself upon you is the ultimate disempowering belief that keeps humanity powerless and helpless victims. But it is a bald-faced lie. There's no such thing as a victim. Everybody creates their own reality. Disease cannot assert itself upon you because this is a planet and universe of attraction, not assertion. And in this universe, there is no such thing as a victim. You attract disease to you with your thoughts and vibration. And in a similar manner, you can do the same thing with health. You can attract and create an immensely healthy, vital, and abundant life for yourself by creating a healthy and abundant lifestyle. Health is your natural state of being, and pretty much all you've got to do to be healthy is stop thinking the negative thoughts and doing the negative things that have made you ill in the first place, and your natural state of health will just naturally return. Just like wealth or relationship or whatever you want in your life, you've got to get out of your own way because you're the only one stopping you from having the health and wealth and joy and anything else you desire to have in your life. And the entire universe is ready to help you get it. But Source, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, cannot and will not assert goodness upon you. You must be fully open to receiving God's grace and the infinite blessings of the universe. Otherwise, that infinite abundance cannot come to you if you are blocking its flow. But as soon as you open the floodgates, all the blessings in the world can come to you, and they will come to you as soon as you allow those blessings to flow to you and get out of your own way. So enjoy my video podcast, Health and Disease, Cause or Cure. Bum, 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 bum. Hi, my name is Zakiran, and I help success-minded people achieve a positive mindset to propel your life to unlimited heights of success and joy and fun. In my videos, podcasts, articles, and books at Zakiran.com, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, and relationship, and, of course, the law of attraction, so that you can create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom you desire. All right, here we go. So, health and disease, cause or cure. Or how to be 100% fully empowered and aligned to your natural state of health, wealth, and happiness to be healthy, fit, prosperous, and happy your entire life. Now, most people view disease like they see everything else in life. They believe that this is a universe of assertion where people or diseases can assert themselves upon you against your will. They believe that they can be victimized against their will by humans or animals or diseases or even unforeseeing nefarious forces, but they are all sadly misinformed. That is why when it comes to disease, allopathic medicine, traditional medicine, and most humans only look for cures. Because they believe the only way to be healthy is to kill off everything that can make you unhealthy. But that is an illogical premise. That is like saying eating too much chocolate could make me fat, so we must rid the entire earth of chocolate. It is similar to the illogical, ludicrous belief that we are all born sinful and we must purify ourselves somehow to be saved by believing in this or believing in that. But the complete opposite is the truth. We are born pure and perfect and divine, but we are taught ludicrous lies and deceit, like we are sinful or faulty or not good enough or bad or something in some sort of, you know, way. The same thing goes for health. We are not born unhealthy. And so we must therefore kill off the disease so that we can be healthy. We were all born completely healthy, but then, well, most people anyway, but that's another story. So we're all born typically healthy, but then we do stupid things as we grow up because especially thinking in limited ways that make us unhealthy because we're surrounded by people who teach us to think in those limited unhealthy ways. So treating diseases with, quote, cures, unquote, is an illogical, ignorant, uneducated, and unenlightened strategy, because as soon as you try to kill off what you don't want, you only create more things that you don't want. And we have seen this in medicine a million times. When something goes wrong, the doctors just cut it out. But as soon as they do that, things just get worse and worse. Case in point, someone develops a tumor. The doctors cut it out. And then a month later, the patient's body is now riddled with cancer. The point is, you can't get rid of anything by trying to kill it off. In fact, it is impossible to get rid of anything you don't like, because your attention upon unlikable things just creates more things in your life that you don't like and more things that you're going to not like, including illness. Instead, you must place your attention upon what you do want, not upon what you don't want. And in this case, what you do want, you want health, and you want vitality, and you want youth, and you want energy. So how do you get back to your natural state of health? Well, stop doing all those things that made you unhealthy. So the fact of the matter is, there is no such thing as a cure for any disease. Oh, sure, you may come up with some alleged cure that gets rid of the symptoms of the problem, but that is only a temporary fix. And because you haven't found the cause of the illness and you've only treated the symptoms, either that illness will come back or you will develop some other problem, whether it's physical or whether it's emotional, etc. So the obvious answer to health and healing is to find the cause of the disease rather than just treat the problem or the symptoms that have developed from the cause. So, is the cause of your illness a disease? No. Disease is not some nefarious entity hell-bent on your destruction. Disease as a separate kind of entity... doesn't really even exist. Because remember, health is your natural state of being, and this is a planet of attraction, not assertion. So, a disease did not and cannot assert itself upon you. Instead, you attracted it with your stinking thinking, baby. You attracted it vibrationally by thinking in negative, limited ways that are similar in vibration to illness and disease. The key is, how do you feel with this disease? Do you feel helpless? Do you feel powerless? However you feel now is how you have been thinking and feeling in general that attracted this disease in the first place, because they are like vibrations. They are similar in vibration. And you may say, but Zakirin, I haven't been thinking about cancer or illness, so how did I attract this disease? Well, you attracted a like vibration of something that continues to make you feel in similar ways to how you have been feeling. So what was your general most prominent train of thought to prior to manifesting this illness? Guaranteed, it's the same train of thought and feelings you feel now with this disease. Whether it's helpless, whether it's powerless, whether it's not good enough, etc., unworthy, whatever. Disease is a great word. It is a perfect description of what illness is. Dis-ease, no ease, anti-ease. Ease is your natural state of being. And as soon as you can get back to your natural state of ease, you will have your natural state of health back. So what are the stinking thinking thoughts you have been thinking that have created dis-ease, anti-ease within you and then in your physical life? And what physically destructive things have you then been doing to yourself as a result of that stinking thinking? So whatever it is, just stop doing that. Start thinking good feeling thoughts and doing good feeling things. And remember, you need to focus on your natural state of health and ease, not futilely trying to get rid of disease. Because whatever you focus upon, you get more of. If you're focused on getting rid of something, you're just going to attract more of it. So the cause of your ill health is not an entity called disease or cancer or any other of the thousand names the medical profession has for illness. Those supposed nefarious diseases are merely symptoms of a much deeper cause. They're merely your internal health and alignment gauge telling you that you are out of alignment with health and ease and joy and source and creation and fun. Illness is just like the gas gauge, or if you're in Australia, the petrol gauge on your car showing you that you are empty. Illness is just your internal GPS guidance system telling you that you are off track, baby, and heading in the wrong direction. It's telling you that you are out of alignment with your own joy and creations, etc. It is telling you that you are lost and you had better find your way back. Otherwise, the inevitable conclusion is greater and greater illness and decay, more and more unhappiness, more and more disappointment, etc., etc. And then, Jack, you dead. So, the cause of illness are not diseases you catch. You are not a victim, and no diseases can catch you and assert themselves upon you. So looking for scientific causes to the disease is still focusing on disease, not the real cause, which is you. You are the cause of your disease. You created them. You attracted them. And the sooner you can understand that and admit that, the sooner you can get back to your natural state of health, which comes from being self-empowered, which means you must focus on the cause of health, not the cause of disease. Did you get that? You got to focus on the cause of health, not the cause of disease, because you want what you want is more health, right? Not more disease. So you've got to focus your attention on health, your natural state, not disease, because health is what you want. And to create what you want, you must focus on what you want, not try to get rid of what you don't want, which only creates more things that you don't want that you will have to try to get rid of. And that means training yourself to be able to focus on health, even if you're unhealthy. Whoa, Nelly, try to wrap your head around that. It's the same thing that you must do to create anything you want that you don't have in your life yet. Focus on the desire, on the feeling, on the vibration, on the joy of being, doing, and having what you want, even though it's not physically here yet. Doesn't matter if you, whatever you want is money or relationship or health, it's all the same. Focus on what you want and enjoy the feelings of being, doing, and having whatever you want now, even though it's not technically physically here yet. So instead of looking for the cause of your ill health and trying to stop that or get rid of that, instead, because health is what you want, and you want to focus your unlimited creative power upon health and vitality, what is the cause of health? Eating right, of course, exercise, of course, but the number one cause of health is good feeling thoughts. In other words, happiness. Joy is the key to your health. In fact, joy is the key to creating whatever you want in your life. So don't even spend any time tracing back to find the cause of your disease, which is your past. And guaranteed it's your past stinking thinking. You don't really need to know or remember your old bad, limited, judgmental thoughts. And that's a waste of time because you can't get rid of the past and your old thoughts anyway. You can't change how you thought last year or last month or last week or even yesterday. You can only change how you're going to think now. So just find better feeling thoughts now. Don't try to get rid of your supposed patterns or your alleged blocks or even your supposed beliefs. That is a waste of your very powerful creative power. Because your attention upon the negative just creates more negativity. That's how powerful you are. Remember, your focus is on the cause of health, not the cause of your illness. Sure, it's handy sometimes to focus for about 5 minutes on the train of thought and feelings you have been feeling and thinking that brought you to this illness station, so that you can now redirect your thoughts in more positive directions, but there is no need to spend any more time than that. Just instead, focus on what you want, focus on general good feeling thoughts. You don't even have to focus on health, which may be difficult for you, especially if you are in pain and your illness is staring you in the face. No worries, just focus on general good feeling things. Focus on anything that is easy to like, love, and appreciate. Focus on nature and animals and puppies and kittens and singing birds and the sun and the clouds and the fun movie you saw last night. And as you're thinking thoughts about other things or people or yourself, find better feeling thoughts. Look for the gold in every person or situation and stop focusing on the dirt. And if you can't find any gold in that person or situation, well then look elsewhere where gold is easy to find. Look for anything you like. Here's an example. Damn, she is such a bitch. That's the dirt. Is there any gold in that person? All right, let's have a look, shall we? She is a very sharp dresser. She's certainly driven and successful. She's probably really a nice person and was just having a bad day. So look for the gold and focus on the goal wherever you can find it and do the same thing with yourself. Damn, I screwed up again. What a bloody idiot. I can't believe how stupid I am. Turn on the buzzer, man. No dirt, remember? Find some gold. Train yourself to look for gold. What's a better feeling thought to look for? What's a better feeling thought that is golden? Oops, I'm so funny. Oh, well, no big deal. So I had a negative thought. Oh, so I fucked up a little. No big deal. At least I'm aware that I had a negative thought. And I'm getting better at this. It's easy to find the gold in myself and others. In fact, it's fun looking for the gold. I'm going to make gold my life and doing and gold mining a fun game. And the rules of this game are, I always win. Anyway, thinking bad thoughts just shows me the gauge of where I am. No worries. Hey, just think better feeling thoughts. No big deal. And I can do that. I can do that. It's easy. It's not hard. In fact, it's a lot of fun. And just like hell, thinking good feeling thoughts is my natural way of being. Thinking bad feeling thoughts is just something I was trained to do. Something I learned by people that were trained by other people to think in negative ways and try to fight against what they don't like. But that is not my natural way of being, because happiness and joy is my natural way of being, not the opposite. Health and wealth and prosperity and love and joy and fun and freedom and fulfillment are my natural way of being. Thinking about what I want and feeling the joyful feelings of being, doing, and having those desires is my natural way of being. That's a heck of a lot more fun. That's a heck of a lot more exciting. And thinking about what I don't like and don't want is not my natural way of being and never feels good. And I like to feel good because feeling good is my natural state of being, because the purpose of life is joy. And I'm here for the joy and fun and the adventure of creation. I am a creator here to desire and enjoy the fun of turning those desires into reality. By witnessing the contrast of life of what I don't like and don't want and going, I can improve that. And desiring that improvement and enjoying the journey of creating that improvement into reality. And I can be, do, and have whatever I want, because having what I want is my natural state of being. And it doesn't matter how far down the rabbit hole I have gone, no matter how far into the matrix I've gotten, quote unquote, lost in, or how low or ill or depressed, etc. I've gotten, I can find my way back to my natural essence just by following my good feeling thoughts and following the gold and building up momentum in my positive, joyful thought train. So it takes me naturally to more joy and more fun and more love and more ease and more health and more vitality and more energy and more happiness and more prosperity and more wealth and more fulfillment and more magic and more miracles. That's the game, baby. Have fun with it. Hope you enjoyed this video or podcast. If you got something from it, please comment, share it with your friends, bless some of these amazing teachings. Come visit me on my website at zakiron.com for tons more self-empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, coaching, support, and guidance to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of a reality to create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!